Hello and welcome to this episode of FPL Seb. On the back of game week 32, going into game week 33. As normal, I will start with a review of the last game week. So, game week 32, how it went for me. I had a green arrow, so second in a row, which is nice. Woohoo! I am now on an overall rank of 1,531,103. So I'm quite happy because I'm actually gaining quite a lot of rank at the moment. No one else has yet joined the FPL Seb Mini League, so make sure you do join that because we need people to join. So my team, I got 66 points in total. Kelleher in goal got me two. Zinchenko and White both got a clean sheet. Zinchenko got six, White got five. Pedro Porro with 11 coming off the bench because well, he was actually my second sub, and Foden and Gusto both didn't play. Johnson was my first sub, and then I captained Palmer, which, well, he got a return, but it turned out to be a fail in the end. Johnson got two off the bench. Salah got eight, and Saka got 10. Isak got two, Haaland eight, Muniz two. On the bench, Dubravka nine, which is really annoying just because he's on my bench. And he was the highest scoring keeper this week, so just makes it even more annoying. And then Foden and Gusto, because they got subbed off because they didn't play, and then Robinson third sub with 2 points. So the transfer I did this week was Johnson in and Richarlison out, which, I mean, just got me 2 point gain, but I wasn't even going to play Johnson, so not much of a difference, but it went okay. If I were to have done anything different, it would have been a different captain because Saka's the best one. But then Haaland or Salah were a lot more popular, so I was closer to doing them. So I would have much rather done them this week. The highest scoring players this week were so obviously De Bruyne with his 18 points, getting Man City that win. Yes. And then Van de Ven and Porro both getting 11. Spurs defenders, Havertz getting 14, Watkins 13. And otherwise, that's about it who scored a lot of points. I mean, there was other players like Thiago Silva got 10, Mainoo from Man United. I've never even heard of him. 4.4, yeah, he got 10 points. He's on actually decent form. I've never heard of him, so I don't know. And that's how game week 32 went. And now we're going to go into the next section, which is about Foden and De Bruyne. See you there. Welcome back. Now we're going to talk about Foden and De Bruyne. Which one should you have, or should you try and get both? Now, City, as we have had released this week, do double in 2037 now, but they do not double in 34, which makes them less appealing. So for now, you should really only have one, or Foden or De Bruyne, and probably try to get Haaland, Foden and De Bruyne for their double in 37, because that would be a good idea. So I have Foden in my team and Haaland for Man City. And I'm not really looking to change that because I think De Bruyne is more of a benching risk to Foden, and also Foden would be my captain every week if he was guaranteed to start and in that number 10 position. He's so good in there. He would be my captain every week. Well, maybe I'm exaggerating a bit, but most weeks. So that's how good Foden can be. So I don't know. De Bruyne's so De Bruyne can De Bruyne when he starts will get that number 10 position over Foden, but then he's not always guaranteed to start, which is the problem. Foden, at the moment, I think Foden's more nailed for minutes. But when De Bruyne starts, I think he can get more points. Also, De Bruyne is more expensive, so that there's that to do as well. Also, so overall, I think Foden's the better option, but he is still flagged at the moment, which I will get to later. Also, we've literally just got through that Moniz has been voted EA Sports Player of the Month for March, so that's interesting as well. But back to Foden and De Bruyne, I think Foden is the better option because he's cheaper. He is more, personally, I think he's more likely to start and play minutes. But De Bruyne gets the better position, and I think when De Bruyne plays, he probably has that bit better chance of getting points. So it's very close between them. And also, De Bruyne is more expensive, so I think Foden's a better option, but De Bruyne would be more of a differential as well. So it's up to you, De Bruyne or Foden. You can choose. I'm going for Foden because I already have him and I think he's a better option. But if you want a differential, De Bruyne is there as well. So you can choose. And now we're going to go on to a section where I talk about all the injuries like Foden's. So see you there. So now I'm going to talk about some of the injuries. The one I've talked about most so far is Foden's, who is yellow flagged in the game and limped off in their Champions League draw against Real Madrid. What a game that was as well. That was incredible. So we don't have that much news on it, but we have got a bit from Pep just after the game. We have that. So it's mainly about De Bruyne, who didn't play as well. But it seems, from what it says, he's hopeful that Foden will start and he thinks he'll be fine, which is good. So hopefully that comes true, I guess. And if it does, he starts and it's good. And I might captain him, actually. But I'll get to that later as well. So yeah, he could be my captain if he gets that flag removed. I think he'll be my captain. But I'll read to you what it says about the injury update. So we have. So yeah, as I said, it's mainly up. So this will cover De Bruyne as well. So it says that Guardiola said that De Bruyne was all set to play as the preparations continued early today, but the influential playmaker, who bagged his 100th City goal in the previous game at Crystal Palace, was unable to make it into the starting 11 after becoming unwell prior to kickoff. "When I arrived in the locker room," Pep said when he asked when he decided to withdraw KDB from the lineup. "In the last meeting in the hotel he was playing, he didn't say anything to me. But he started to feel bad and bad, vomiting when he arrived. He didn't feel good to play. One of the secrets at high level is adapting to the chaos where there's no time to complain. Kyle is not here, so he's not here. Nathan's not here, so he's not here. Kevin cannot play. We play with 11. Hopefully, he can be back next Wednesday." Meanwhile, the boss is optimistic on the fitness of Phil Foden after the goal-scoring forward came off injured late in the Champions League quarter-final first leg. "It's a knock. He was grumpy with me when I made a sub, which means he's okay," the manager added. So that's the whole article on Man City's website about the injuries for De Bruyne and Foden. Other injuries, though, that we're really worried about. Ait Nouri's yellow flagged because he's I'm like thinking about bringing him in, not much, but maybe. But he's only yellow flagged as well, so I think he will be fine. I'm looking at the moment to see if we can get some more information about it, but I think it will be fine. Yeah, it looks like he's going to be playing. Yep. He might be benched, but I think he'll play, Aitnori. But otherwise, they're all the big injuries. So that can end this section and on to the next. Okay, so now I'm going to talk about the game week 35 and 37 doubles that we have had announced this week. So in game week 35, it's Chelsea and Spurs double, which of course is right off the back of game week 34, where Spurs blank and Chelsea have a single fixture. So we're not going to want them for that fixture, but we are going to really want them for the next one. So what do you do? So for me, it's quite obvious. I tried to get them in at the moment because I'm free hitting in 34, so it helps me a lot there. So I can maybe get Son in this week, for example, for the double. But otherwise, I think you're probably going to have Palmer already, so just bench him through 34 or play him. And it's Spurs who blank. You're going to want a defender from them. So I have Pedro Porro at the moment, who I'm happy with, especially he just got me 11 points last week. But he is Spurs aren't keeping very many clean sheets, so I'd say one of them would be nice, but not essential. But I think two Spurs midfielders should be a high priority for most people. I think I'm probably going to be having Johnson and Son, because I can't really get to Madison and Richarlison's still injured, I think. Let me just double check. If Richarlison's back, I might be getting him as instead. So Richarlison is yellow flagged, 75% chance of playing. So actually, I might be getting him. Maybe I'd be doing a reverse transfer, maybe of Johnson to Richarlison. Although, can I even afford that? It's a million. Okay, I have a million in the bank. But I might be doing something like Salah to Son the week in 33, because he is Salah in 34 doubles, so everyone's going to want him then. In 35, West Ham and Spurs, Villa, Wolves. So not essential fixtures, but pretty nice ones. Spurs is fixtures though. So they play Newcastle in 33, none in 34. But then it isn't even the nicest double for them. It's Arsenal and Chelsea. That's not a very good double. Then it's Liverpool, Burnley, Man City, and Sheffield United. So it's not the best fixtures for Spurs. So maybe you don't need that many of them. It's Chelsea, so you're going to want to have Palmer, definitely. Most people have him. If you don't, he is a high priority to bring in. Maybe then you're going to want to have Malo Gusto or someone as well, because they would he would be a nice addition to Palmer. And if you wanted to have like a massive differential as well, Nicholas Jackson or Sterling could be very good. And isn't Nkunku back from injury yet? Nkunku, oh no, he's been injured for ages. Is he ever going to return? Because he's actually a pretty good player. I remember last season at Leipzig, I think he was playing for. He was very good. Chelsea can ruin anyone though. Chelsea can ruin so many strikers though. So I guess. But Nicholas Jackson and Sterling could be a pretty good option if you really want to go for a differential. And also then 37, if we look at that double which we've had announced, it is a very big one. So you're going to want to have I'm playing my bench boost then, so you're going to want to so I'm going to want to have practically a full team of doublers plus a few on the bench as well. So If I look at the 37 double, we can see the teams doubling are so there's some big teams like Man City who are definitely going to want to have a triple up for and so if I just list out the clubs that are doubling in 37, Brighton, Chelsea, City, United, Newcastle and Spurs. So Chelsea and Spurs both double in there. So Chelsea are the most appealing team for the end of the season because they double in 37, they double in 35. They have the most fixtures to the end of the season because unlike Spurs, who both have both those doubles as well, they don't blank in 34. So Chelsea are the most appealing team to the end of the fixture, and they're doubling 37 is very nice. Nottingham Forest and Brighton. So then Man City. If the title's decided by them, maybe they won't be as appealing. But Fulham and Spurs are two fixtures they can score a lot of goals against. Or Spurs seem to always cause trouble against Man City. Man United also double with Arsenal and Newcastle. So not the nicest double. But Arsenal don't double, so you're not going to want them anymore. Spurs double, so. Yeah, Newcastle double. I have Isak, so he's gonna be good, and I also have Dubravka. So I'm gonna be looking to get rid of my likes of Salah and Saka maybe for 37 because there's better options, and I'm gonna keep at least one Arsenal defender because they are just a clean sheet gold mine at the moment. But I think my team's gonna look something like Dubravka in goal, Gusto, Diaz, or maybe Gvardiol, and someone else, maybe an Arsenal defender in defence, Foden, Palmer, Son, and Richarlison midfield, Isak, Haaland, and like Alvarez, as my strikers. Because that would be very good because this is a big double. Six teams doubling. That means that there's six extra fix no, three extra fixtures. Which I mean isn't loads and loads, but I mean this isn't as big a double as the blank in or is it? Not really. As the blank in 30 no 29 which was the worst game week ever, literally. So to plan for these doubles, you're going to be wanting to get in for 30. Your game transfers for 35. You're going to be wanting to be putting in Son. You just want Son. So to try and get Son for your 35 transfer, try and plan for that, and then. Try and maybe if I think you should sell you Salah to Son should it will be a popular transfer and one that's worth it in 35 because Son has such nice fixtures and Salah is not got any doubles or blanks past 34. So don't sell Salah before 34 unless maybe for me because I'm free hitting, but it would be risky as this week he's playing against Crystal Palace if I sold him this week. So don't sell him for before 34, but otherwise, I think Salah and Saka as well. I know I've been saying don't sell Saka, but I think when you get past 34, his fixtures aren't as good that good either. He's got Spurs, Bournemouth, Man United and Everton, and especially if the title race is decided, there's going to be rotation. Saka's going to get rotated. He's not going to be that guaranteed 90-minute man every week like he is at the moment. So I think Salah and Saka can be sells for the next few weeks, and I might be doing something like Salah and Saka out for De Bruyne and Son because. That's appealing to me with the fixtures that are remaining, I am free hitting in 34, which makes it better. So that's we have a lot. We can do a lot of with this information that we know exactly how the rest of the season's gonna look, and that's why this section's been very long, but. Now we can move on and into the next one. See you there. I've already done a lot on this in the last section, but just going even into even more detail, we're going to look at Spurs and Chelsea and just properly looking at what you should do with those players. Because I said Son should be a priority transfer for your 35 transfer, and he should be. But if we look at the Spurs and Chelsea players that you could be picking, let's just pick out three from each team, because you can only have three. Well, let's say five, because everyone having the same is boring. Five from each team that you can consider. So, starting with Chelsea. Their goalkeeper is currently, I think, Petrovic is playing because Sanchez is injured. Yeah, Sanchez hasn't come back, but Sanchez is on the verge of coming back. I don't think Petrovic's place is even confirmed. Chelsea don't keep many clean sheets. I wouldn't be going there. Oh, I don't think they keep any clean sheets. I wouldn't be going there. Defensive-wise, Gusto, because he's so cheap, is an option. You can't really go for James or Chilwell because they're so injury-prone. And Cucurella is probably another option I might consider, but he's not guaranteed games at all. So, Thiago Silva is really the only other one I go for, except he's not even that guaranteed games. So, Gusto only, maybe Diassi. So, yeah, Diassi, is that how you pronounce it? Yeah, he's in one that's guaranteed games, but he literally had a minus nine. Oh, no, not a minus nine. Minus two in game week 23. Was it? I'm sure I just saw someone who had a minus nine. No one's had a minus nine. No, I'm sure that would have been a record actually. I remember the record was minus seven, when it was 9-0 Man United versus Southampton. There was someone who got an own goal, red card, loads of goals conceded, and it was minus seven, and it was crazy. What was I thinking? Minus nine. And then midfield, Palmer essential. Sterling, not essential, but it would be a good differential. And then there's Gallagher, Enzo, Mudryk, who you can choose. But Parr and Sterling are the only places I'd really go. Gallagher is a differential, it is for anywhere else because he's guaranteed minutes. Gallagher. So, and then there's Nicholas Jackson is the only forward I'd go for. So, if I had to say the five players that I'd consider at all, Palmer, Sterling, Gallagher, Nicholas Jackson, and Gusto. There we go. So, now we can go on to Spurs, who have more appealing picks, in my opinion. And I guess in most. Their goalkeeper is Vicario at first, who is definitely a more appealing pick than Petrovic. So he might be in this list at the end. So then, defenders, you could go for anyone. Van de Ven, Porro, or Doggy, or Romero. I like them all. I'd put Porro as the best one, but also most expensive. Van de Ven is the best value. And Udogi is just a good place in the middle. And Romero, not as much. So any of those three you could go for. Son, Richarlison, Madison, Kulusevski, Johnson. You can go for any of them. Son, I think, should be almost a must-have for the running. But honestly, I want them all. So Richarlison's coming back from injury. Johnson, I'm about to get out. So, yeah. Three midfielders, I would be happy to go for three midfielders in Son, Richarlison, and Madison. And then strikers, Werner, he's another option you could have. But this is a lot harder five than the Chelsea one. Well, the Chelsea one was hard because there wasn't much options. This one is hard because there's too many options. So if we could So Premier League, please can we be able to pick six Spurs players? No, five Spurs players and one Chelsea player for these next few weeks. So we can still have Palmer, but we don't. We can still have Son, Richarlison, Maddison, Pedro Porro, and Van de Ven. We can still have all of them. So if I had to choose three, the oh no, five. So yeah, that's the five. I just listed them. Ooh, I've chosen five. Son, Kulis, Son, Richarlison, Maddison, Porro, Van de Ven. Yeah, that's the five for Spurs, which means we can go on to the next section. See you there. I'm going to talk about Liverpool for the rest of the season because they're interesting because they have players that we want, but I mean, yeah, for 34, it's obvious you're going to want the Liverpool players, but otherwise, they have no more they have no more doubles, but their fixtures are very nice. So they have Palace, Fulham, and Everton as a double, West Ham, Spurs, Villa, Wolves. Very nice fixtures. Personally, I don't know what to do with them because you're going to want the players to double. But as I'm saying, I'm thinking about selling Salah, which at the moment, when I'm talking about this, feels ridiculous. So what should you be doing? So I don't know personally. Okay, so I think you should have. Probably should have Salah, but as I said, it's not shouldn't be it wouldn't be a massive problem if you sold him at the moment because he is doesn't he has one double left. So defenders wise, I might be thinking of going for like a Virgil van Dijk or a Trent Alexander-Arnold. Midfield, Salah probably, Luis Diaz is an option, Diogo Jota is an option, they're all options. Darwin can't score, so I'm not going there, especially as he doesn't double except for 34. He might be in my free hit, I don't know at the moment. But Salah probably will stay in my team at the end of this. Saka probably won't, though, to be fair. And otherwise, I think that's it. But I have Kelleher as my goalie because Alisson, although he has a 50% chance of playing now, so it seems like he might be coming back as well. So maybe Kelleher needs to be going as well. It's getting very complicated. But defenders wise, you can go there, but I think they're probably a better option with the Arsenal defence, Chelsea and Spurs getting a lot of fixtures to the end of the season. So I don't think, although Liverpool have beautiful fixtures, I don't think they're that essential to have that many of them. So Salah, yes. Anyone else? Probably not. Although Salah, it would be risky, but I think it's a risk if you want to chase rank like I am. It might be worth taking the risk of not having Salah. So it's risky, but it could turn out to be amazingly good. So I don't know. Liverpool, it's very complicated. So I'm just going to stop this section here and go into the next one. Okay, so now we're going to look at my challenge team for game week 33. We actually didn't look at my challenge team, how it went this week. So let's just do that in this section as well. So this is my challenge team, how it went and how it what my plans are. So how my team went for 32. I went for a tactic of going five Arsenal defenders, which of course paid off because they kept a clean sheet. But the mistake I made was putting my captaincy on Ben White. It was an accident. It was meant to be on Salah. Would have got me 32 points. Instead, he only got me 16, which means why I didn't get 100 points, and why, I mean, I still had a good week. I had literally a full attack of Man United and Liverpool players. I had Salah, Luis Diaz, Bruno Fernandes, Garnacho, Darwin, Hoyland, and then defenders all keeping clean sheets as they were all from Arsenal. So if it wasn't not for me not putting my captaincy on Salah, it would have been amazing. It would have been 16 more points, 116 points, only about 10 points off the top score of the week. So that's pretty good, I have to say. So it's a shame I didn't put it on Salah. And now the game week 33 challenge is sportsmanship. Red cards are worth minus 8 points, yellow cards are worth minus 5 points. The only way you can really plan for this is look at which players are prone to getting red and yellow cards. So if we look at that then, we can see that I have a few tables here that show the players we should be getting, which get the least yellow cards, and the players we should be avoiding who get the most yellow cards. So players to avoid: the most yellow cards this season goes to João Paulinho from Fulham, so just don't go for him. He's not an appealing pick anyway. Yves Bissouma has 7 yellows and 2 reds, so yeah, don't go for him. McGinn has 8 yellows and 1 red, and then Rodri from Man City has 8 yellows and 1 red as well, so he would probably be the only player so far on this list that you're going to really be going to want to get. Anthony Gordon has 8 yellows and 1 red. Nicholas Jackson, 9 yellows, so don't really go for him this week. Kai Havertz, 8 yellows, although he's been on good form, he is a player to avoid. Same with Darwin Nunez, 8 yellows, and Bruno Fernandes as well. So just avoid those players on your challenge this week, along with Morgan Gibbs-White, Malo Gusto, and Romero. And now, the least yellow and red cards this season, there's a few players with none at all, which goes to Leano Trossard, Mads Rolsver, Kelleher, Ake, and Wood have 0. Players with only one are Raya, Foden, Haaland, and Isak. So there's 2 City players there with very good fixtures, so I think Haaland or Foden will be my captain this week because they literally have 1 yellow card in the whole season. In my challenge team, I think I'll do Haaland. In my actual team, I'll do Foden, probably. And then Isak has 1 as well. Diaz and Van Dijk both have 2. So basically, Arsenal defenders, I think went so well for me last week, I'm going 5 Arsenal defence again. I mean, it's risky because they're Aston Villa, which are more likely to score. But if it goes well, it goes very well, I guess. So Arsenal defenders, though, do they get yellow cards? Medium. So I wouldn't say no to them. I wouldn't say complete yes. Yeah, my team looks like Raya, White, Saliba, Gabriel, Zinchenko as my defenders. And then Foden, McAllister, who probably might get a yellow or red, a yellow card, maybe. De Bruyne, Palmer, and Darwin. And then bench, I'm not bothered about why. I don't really worry about my bench. But just, it's Dubravka, João, Pedro, Johnson, and Branthwaite. So I haven't gone for any players on that. I don't think I have anyway. Gone for any players on that list of most red and yellow cards, or anyone, and really the most risky player I think is McAllister personally. So now we can go on to the next section, which will be the shortest one of every episode: the differential. See you there. So this is the section about the differential this week. Last week's differential was Leonardo Trossard, who got a goal. Woohoo, I got it right. That's a few weeks in a row now, I think, that I've got the differential that returns, so it's going pretty well. But my differential for this week is another Arsenal player, and it's one that's actually in my team, so there's one of three now. And I think there is only one of them that is classified as a differential. So it is Zinchenko, still only owned by 5.8%. And I reckon Arsenal can keep another clean sheet against Aston Villa, and he gets quite a few attacking returns and bonus points as well. So I think he could be a very good player this week, especially a differential. So yes, he has been very good for me for the last few weeks, a differential every week, getting points. So he is my differential of the week this week, which means I think he's going to get the most points of every differential, which it never is, because there are so many differentials that could just turn up with a hat trick every week. But it's returning that I really want, so I think Zinchenko can at least get a clean sheet this week. So he's my differential for this week, and as I said, very short section every single time. So that concludes it, and now we go into the next one. This is the final section every week. It's my plans, my team, my transfers for this upcoming game week. It's 33 this time, so it's my 33 team plans and transfers. So my current team for 33 looks like this: Kelleher in goals, Zinchenko, Gusto, White as defenders, Foden, Salah, Saka, Palmer, Isak, Haaland, Mahrez. The only thing I've really changed is put my captaincy on Foden, and I kind of want to start Porro this week after he got me so many points last one. So he is going in my team for, let's do Mahrez. Hasn't really been getting any points recently, so he can go first sub instead. There we go. So Foden captain is because he is so good. That's it. And they're playing Luton at home. Haaland's going to be the most popular captain. He plays for the same team, Man City. And if he plays in that number 10 position, I mean, there's no doubt about it this week. And his injury, from what we heard earlier, it seems Pep is confident about him. So I think my captain will be Foden this week. My transfers for this week, though, I think I might be doing something like Saka to De Bruyne if I can afford it, or probably more likely Johnson to Richarlison, which is just the reverse of the transfer I did last week. So maybe I won't. So put maybe Saka to De Bruyne, which I'm just going to check if I can afford that. Saka out. KD, where's KDB? Kevin, Kev, where are you? There you are. And I afford it. Yay. So that might be my transfer this week, which will mean I will have three of the best City players for FPL in my team, which would be good, but it just means I won't have Saka. So that would could hurt me. It hurt me before and put me at 2 million rank, and I'm trying to regain that now. Maybe it wouldn't be a good idea to put Saka out again. Maybe it'll put me back at 2 million. I don't know. So, that's my team and transfers. It's not changing very much. So, that I think can conclude this week's podcast. Just a reminder about the mini league, which no one has joined. Make sure to join it and enter that code of 3BL61M into the join leagues. Then you can join it and maybe not make me first in it anymore. So join, please. And make it not just me in the league. And that can be the end of this podcast. Thank you for listening, and see you in the next one. Bye.